Want to rock YouTube like a friggin' boss? Well, that's the focus of this episode of Video Marketing Mastery. Hey, Christopher, cue the music.
You got it.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Hey, keep that music rolling. Let's do this. As a video marketer, one of the things I see people doing all the time is using YouTube the wrong way. You know, YouTube is the second most used search engine in the world, in El Mundo, right behind Google. And instead of treating YouTube like the social network that it is, brands use YouTube to host their promotional videos and then wonder why they don't get leads or subscribers from YouTube. So I detailed out for you the three criteria that you need to know when deciding if YouTube is right for your business, and we're going to do it right here in this episode. And once you know how to use YouTube, many people don't even know how to search engine optimize their YouTube for, to get more views or better results. And so to learn more about getting ahead on YouTube, you can download our free YouTube SEO ebook, which shares everything that you need to know about getting more views on your video. And really, there isn't a better person to talk about how to use YouTube the right way than my colleague Marcus Krieg, who's our director of strategy. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Fun topic.
Really great topic.
All right. So, Marcus, true or false? Most marketers use YouTube the wrong way.
100% true.
Right? Does it flip you out? Is it weird? Because it's a social network.
Right. It's really interesting how people are using it. If you just go to YouTube and you look at your average brand page, you're going to see product videos, promotional videos, or you're going to see videos showing how to use the product, especially in the case of software. But if you really think about it, if all you're creating are promotional videos or videos about your product, you don't get to tap into YouTube as a discovery engine, because the only people who are going to find those videos are people who are looking for your product. They already know about your product. And because YouTube is the number two search engine, you really want to be thinking about how do you reach your audience before they know about your product.
Okay, it is so nerdy when you call YouTube a discovery engine, but it's exactly what it is. And before we go any step further, it's important that everybody that's listening understands about discovery and how discovery fits into the process of generating new leads and then slowly working them through their funnel. It's a huge topic. We're not nearly going to be able to dig deep on it, but discovery in video, and how does that work at a very high level?
Well, at a very high level, you tell YouTube what your video is about, right? That's the keyword you put in your title, your description. It's a keyword that you're going to use in the context of the video, like actually speaking that word. You're going to include it in the tags. So that's what you tell YouTube your video is about. But that doesn't mean you're going to rank for that keyword, because how many tens of thousands of other people have used that keyword?
There's actually two ways that YouTube works with you, right? One is you tell YouTube, and then the other way is YouTube reacts to what the audience is telling them.
Absolutely. So here we're looking at, some basic YouTube SEO would be watch time. How long are people watching videos on YouTube after watching your video? That's slightly complex, so let's unpack that just for a second. It's not how long people are watching your video per se. It's how long people are spending on YouTube, any YouTube channel's videos, after watching yours. Now think about it. YouTube's primary goal is to get more video views, because that's where their ad revenue comes from. That's how they make money. So goal number one for them is to push and promote videos that are going to keep people on the platform for as long as possible. Some other things that really strongly impact whether you rank for the keyword you select would be things like audience retention. So what is the average percentage of your video that your viewers are watching? Well, the gold standard here is about 60%. Anything higher than that is usually going to be good. You're also looking at things like thumbs up and comments. Comments are really huge. Shares, links, you know, all of the standard engagement factors that you would anticipate would, you know, tell YouTube that your video is valuable. Things like the click-through rate from the YouTube search results. If your video is ranked number 10 and the person above you is ranked number 9 and you get a higher percentage of clicks from that search query, well, that's an indicator that your video is probably more relevant for the topic. YouTube's going to move you up the rankings.
And it's in YouTube's best interest to elevate higher quality content and downgrade content that isn't as valuable.
Exactly. And it's the way that you prove that the video is in fact relevant to the keywords you selected. If people don't stick around on your video because you tricked them into watching it, then you're not going to end up ranking because all of the engagement signals are going to be very poor.
Listen, you just bring up a really important point, which is, you know, how you trick people or game the system. It comes up all the time in discussion. And I think we would both agree that it's an absolute waste of time.
Yeah.
Because you can use that same energy to creating great content. You know, Marcus and I have spent our career creating really engaging content. So whenever Google or YouTube rolls out a new algorithm, it doesn't change really anything we do because we're already on the right side of the game creating really valuable, important content.
Absolutely. And the other thing there is making sure that you're not trying to force a keyword into the content after the fact. Oftentimes we'll complete a video project for a client and they'll come back to us saying, oh, well, what's the best SEO title? Can you do the keyword research? And it's like, well, this is a product video. So your keyword should be the product, because if you choose any other keyword, it's not going to be relevant to the viewers and you won't rank for anything. If you're providing a video tip on some topic, title it the way people would search for it. I mean, this is actually very simple, you know, to in terms of selecting the right keyword. But oftentimes people approach it from the back end after they've already produced a video, and now they're trying to come up with a keyword. And that's the wrong approach. If you want to rank for a specific keyword, then you need to make sure that you're creating a video that is extremely relevant to that keyword. And that's why you have to start with strategy.
All right. So what we keep seeing time and again is people that think they can wing it are the ones who end up losing, and they lose huge budgets. And people that start very strategically and analyze how to get from point A to point Z are the ones that actually arrive at the destination and achieve their goals.
Absolutely.
All right. So how would you build an audience on YouTube? How's that done?
Well, building an audience on YouTube is definitely a process. You know, it's you're building a snowball, and it takes some time in the beginning to make it big enough so that as you push it around, it grows quickly. So, you know, obviously you need to be patient and be committed to the process of building an audience on YouTube. That's the first thing that's really important here. The second thing is making sure that you're creating the right kind of content. Here's how I recommend you choose topics for your business. Find out what your target customers are interested in, their problems, their desires, their fears, their goals, and then help them. It's the simplest thing in the world, is just be helpful to the people that you want to help and or that you want to be your customers, and they will find you. And then you can introduce them to your product.
Yeah, it's really just that simple. You know, we use a term around this office that goes like this: helpful is the new viral. And you don't really need it to be viral to everybody and their mother. Instead, you need it to just be viral to the people that this video is relevant to, which is your target customer.
Exactly.
Right? All right. So did you want to add more here on how you build a YouTube audience? Like,
yeah,
you want to talk about some authenticity?
Yeah, absolutely. So once you have the topic selected, then you need to make sure that you're positioning yourself as an expert and that you are answering that question to the satisfaction of your customers. That means presenting the information in the most appropriate way for them to learn. Sometimes that's just you talking to camera. Sometimes that's animation or a whiteboard. It's how do you have to deliver the information for your audience to understand it? What's the most helpful format? You're also going to want to be yourself. You're going to talk like a human being on YouTube. YouTube is a social network. If you are stilted and you sound like
a robot
or like a news anchor, and you're overly polished and produced, and it looks like you've scripted your videos. And I'm not saying don't have a script. What I'm saying is you need to sound like you're just talking to people. And when you really think about it, what's going to position you as more of an expert? If you sound like you just know it so well that you can explain it, or if it sounds like you're reading a script.
Yeah, without a doubt. Okay, now what about optimization, and how does that fit into to YouTube, and really what, how do people know, you know, what the right steps are for YouTube optimization?
All right, so you know, we talked about how to do YouTube SEO or what YouTube's looking for in SEO. But now that you have a topic and you know that those topics are of interest to your audience, you optimize the videos so that your audience will find them. And again, this comes back to making sure that in your title and your description, you're choosing keywords that your customers would use in order to find the answer that is your video. So you have to reverse engineer the process. It could be helpful to ask your audience, you know, the types of things that they're struggling with. Surveys, actually talking, picking up the phone and talking with your customers is another great way to find out what they're interested in. So then now you have the videos, you have the right topics, and then you're going to go ahead and optimize those videos, which is where our YouTube SEO ebook comes in. It really breaks down step by step all the things you have to include in a YouTube video in order to help it rank, including things that you have to cook in from the very beginning. You know, not everything that you do to optimize a video happens in post-production. A lot of that happens during the scripting phase. So understanding where you're going with the video and what you're trying to rank for from the beginning is how you're going to get the best results there. So that's how you build audience.
All right. Now, a moment ago, you mentioned the YouTube SEO ebook. It can be found at wirebuzz.com/YouTube-SEO. So I'll do that one more time. It's a little confusing. wirebuzz.com/YouTube-SEO. Cool. All right, Marcus, maybe the most important question that we can talk about today on this topic is, how do you generate leads and ultimately revenue from YouTube? Well, first of all, is it possible?
Oh, absolutely. YouTube is not a great referrer of traffic, like as a percentage of your viewers, but YouTube does refer the highest quality traffic out of any social network, including LinkedIn. So that means that
because it's intent driven,
right? And it's so, and people are so much more informed about your product and your offering and your business coming from a YouTube video than they would coming from just about any other source.
And every time you go to YouTube, you know, you're either looking to be entertained or to solve a problem, but what you're really doing is you're searching for something. And when you search for something, you're really declaring to the universe that you want an answer.
Right. Absolutely. And if your product is in fact the answer, then you just reach the person in the context of the buying journey. At a global level, I think that that's how you drive revenue. But from a more specific tactical level, so, you know, we talked about how YouTube's a poor driver of traffic.
Right.
So the average YouTube video is going to send about 0.7% of their viewers to your website. Less than 1%. But we at Wirebuzz have produced videos with click-through rates over 12%, literally 14 or 15 times the industry average. And there's a very specific tactic we use. We call them end cards. And what that is it's something that you put at the very end of a video alongside your call to action. Usually there's a smaller video, you know, the video is still playing, and then you have a content offer. You know, so like we're talking about the YouTube SEO ebook, you could go to our website, you can download that. The same process works on YouTube in that you create a relevant content offer to the topic you're discussing, and then you give people an opportunity to click on a button inside your video player. It takes them back to your website on a landing page where there's some information about the offer and a form, and that's it. You want people to download that thing and get on your email list. If you can do that, you now have a lead that you can then monetize. This is the most effective way to drive traffic to your website and to generate leads from YouTube.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, as we've had this conversation, you've got to learn about how most marketers use YouTube incorrectly. You've had an opportunity to learn about how you build an audience on YouTube and how you can generate leads and revenue off of it, and what the right strategies and conversions are. And those are all really big pieces to the puzzle. And Marcus, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
All right. Well, he's Wirebuzz's director of strategy. He's Marcus Krieg, the big nerd in the house, talking about how to choose your YouTube-friendly video topics, how to optimize your videos for SEO, and of course, the most important part where the money meets the wall, it happens when you convert your viewers into high-quality leads for your business. For more information on this episode, how to optimize YouTube and to use YouTube the right way, well, by all means, wirebuzz.com/15. That's where you'll find it, wirebuzz.com/15. And if you like this show, oh, by the way, before I get into the big finish, Christopher, drop that music like it's hot right about here. Boom. If you like this show, please leave us an honest rating and review on iTunes. I read all of them. It allows me to learn, perfect, refine, and polish. And I'll continue to do my job right here to bring you the most important information on video marketing mastery.